Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Colts Cast. Hey, he is Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast. Jamal, cornerback episode
is right. But I think before we even get started on that, man, we gotta talk about a visit that happened today. I don't know if you saw this today, Eric, but a young Julian Blackman visited the 49ers today. How do you feel about that?
Man, I already told y'all. So he unfollowed the Colts on Instagram. I already knew what was up after that. I did not expect to see him in a Colts uniform in 2024. But, you know, see what actually happens. I mean, the safety market, there's a lot of free agents that are safeties out there. So, you know, he can be replaced. I want Julian Blackman to come back. He had one of his best seasons with us. But, hey, that's what happens.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, he can definitely be replaced. And, I guess the hardest part about it for me is Chris Ballard, his philosophy has been, you know, build that continuity, build with these young guys and so on and so forth. We got a 25-year-old Julian Blackman who has, for what it's worth, done well for us. Why are we even entertaining letting him go around and checking out other teams and all this other stuff? You know, Ballard's very big on building in-house, keeping his young bulls around him. But we're going to let this man go out and visit. I mean, you got to think.
Zach Moss, not Isaiah McKenzie, not Gardner Minshew.
Not
Blackman, probably.
Yeah, you're right. And the Minshew one, I could understand. We all knew where he stood. He wanted to go out and get a starting role and probably more money. So I completely get that. But Moss, you know, Blackman, these guys, you would think they would try something. But who are we? Who are we? We're just some Colts fans out here who's spitting y'all the news every day when we get it. So. That's what it boils down to.
Man, they clicked on a cornerback episode. Oh, man.
I know. I just wanted to talk about that real quick. I just wanted to, because there's news for today. But anyway, let's get into the cornerback.
A big talking point in the Colts community has been, how should we address the cornerback position? Everyone knows it's a crucial need, but we all have different ideas on how to tackle that issue. Today, we present a part of the solution. There are two veterans. There's actually more veterans, but there are two veterans that, you know, we think the Indianapolis Colts could and should target in free agency that could boost this group up. That's not named Legarius Sneed. Now, I will say I would love to have Sneed. I know I saw another report that the Titans supposedly talked to him too. It seems like every team has talked to the Chiefs about Legarius Sneed. Hopefully we're the ones that bag him up, but we're at this point, I'm assuming we don't get him, but I hope he somehow magically ends up in Indy. But let's get right into it. Two veterans. Jamal, who are we starting out with?
Let's start off with Xavien Howard, Miami Dolphins. He's coming off a big contract, getting released from the Dolphins off that big contract he had. Hey, at this point, you know, he's had some injuries. He had a couple injuries here last season. It was foot, groin, and hip injuries that set him back. And I think that the Dolphins at this point, you know, they're trying to move forward. So they went ahead and made the cut for him. And that just means that now we got a player who's up there in age, but who's a vet who was still playing at a solid level before these injuries that happened, playing at a solid level, who could come in immediately and make an impact for us. Not only just in the locker room, but on the field, because he can teach these young guys how to elevate their game to the next level. Again, I talked about just a couple minutes ago how Ballard likes to build that continuity, and he wants to, you know, build these young guys in. So why not go ahead and bring in a vet like Xavien Howard, who says he wants to play for a Super Bowl contender, you know? But he's willing to pay. He's willing to take that pay cut. He's made his money. If the Colts can sell him and pursue him the way they should, especially when he says he wants to take that cut of money because he's made his money now, why not bring him into a situation where he can potentially flourish and help build up on these young guys? I like what he brings to the table.
Isn't it crazy? This guy was the highest paid corner just a few years ago, and now he's being released.
Yep.
It's crazy. Super Bowl contender he wants to play. It seems like every veteran wants to play.
Everybody.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, Xavien Howard, he actually said on OG's podcast, he wants to sign with the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he grew up there. It makes sense. It would be nice to go back home. But the Texans just signed Jeff Okuda. I don't know if they're in the market to add another veteran corner. Who knows? But the Colts, I know, should be in that market. You know, Howard, at one point, one of the best cornerbacks in the league. That's why he got that big contract. Man had 10 interceptions in 2020. Absolute ball hawk. He's not, you know, what he used to be as of late. I wouldn't say he's past his prime, but he's had a down year. He's not washed. Everyone has a down year every now and then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say so. I'll take the two-time All-Pro any day. I feel like Jamal, just like you were saying, I mean, he could bring his veteran presence to this team, mentor this team, this cornerback group. Yeah, I think we need his ability to generate turnovers. We lost that in Shaq Leonard, I felt like. So let's get a ball hawk and Xavier Howard back in there. I think this would be a good signing.
Absolutely. He doesn't skip a step. So I think he can get back, and especially coming off, like I said, some of those injuries. It's growing pains. He knows that he's taking a step back, but I don't think that he thinks that he's at a level to where he can't still excel. Which I think any role he gets in or any team he goes to, he would expect to be a starter because he can still bring something to the table. So yeah, I like to see him there. Who you like up next?
Oh, our second guy, Adoree Jackson, former New York Giant. He's still on the market. He's experienced. I think he'll be 29. Yeah, he's going to be 29 in September. You know, I think it's time for us to start poaching from the Giants. They've been taking some players from us, so let's do it the other way around. But again, that's what we really need in this young cornerback room. Again, another guy that wants to play for a Super Bowl contender. Hey, how about the Colts? How about the Colts? Overachieve with a backup quarterback? I don't know. We might be able to. Hey, let me stop. we'll see what happens. But, you know, I think there are a lot of teams that got close last year that I don't think were Super Bowl contenders, expectations early on in the 2022 or 2023 season, offseason. So, you know, you never know. But this guy does come with some injury concerns. I don't think he's played a full season since his 2017 rookie year. But I still think he's a solid corner when he's on the field. I felt like in the Giants' defensive scheme, Wink Martindale, he ran an aggressive defense for most of the season. It was very high. They had one of the highest blitz rates in the NFL. So, you know, you had this guy going one-on-one a lot of times, and cornerback's one of the hardest positions to play in the NFL. You know, he probably got beat a good bit. I don't think that will happen in Gus Bradley's more conservative approach. He's not going to be left on an island by himself on every single play. So I think he could fit very well in this defense. He's a good cover guy. You know, 1 year, 2 year deal for him. Let's see what he's got left in the tank, right?
Absolutely. And just to piggyback off what you said, I think we can get him on a value contract and help him bridge and challenge our cornerback room to get just a little bit better. As you mentioned, the injuries are there. There's no denying that. I mean, I was looking at some numbers there. I think they said it's like a 62% chance he gets injured again this year. That's not a number you really want to hear.
How do they even calculate that?
I don't know. I think it's just based off his injuries he's had year over year. But what I'll say with that is I think that he will be a really good rotational piece for us in there as well, especially when we look at the young Juju and Dallas Flowers coming back and all this. I think that's a good rotational piece to get in there and still help. And like you mentioned, with a more passive defense like Gus Bradley brings to the table, he won't be left on that island. So there's not a lot of there won't be as much room for him to get potentially burned on a play against a fast receiver. So I really think he could come in and do a good job with, again, being that rotational piece for us, help bridge in and teaching some of these younger guys just kind of how to hone in a little bit more on their skill set. So I wouldn't mind seeing him come in on a value contract and definitely just a year or two and seeing what he can do while we build up in the draft with it.
Yeah. Like, we could sign one of these two vets and still draft a cornerback early.
Absolutely.
It's very possible. We have no idea what Chris Ballard wants to do. My man might trade his first round pick for three round picks. You know?
He will. Don't you worry.
you never know what's going to happen. But, man, it's going to be exciting come draft time. But one thing's for sure, we have to upgrade the cornerback room. Like, it has to happen. And whether we do it in free agency, in the draft, or both, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. I second that.
Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Peace.
Take it easy.